Off the Ball Rugby.
I think that win in Dublin was probably ahead of where they were. That was a bonus win in terms of it. And getting into the top four and being in that conversation is very, very positive. There's huge, huge positives.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line. Try from Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, our first episode back after our Christmas break. Delighted you joined us here today to listen to the first episode of 2026. Off the Ball's Rory O'Hagan, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to look back on what wasn't the best of days of the office for Munster against Ulster. That's putting it very, very mildly indeed. We'll talk about that performance and we'll see what Munster have to do to pick it back up for Toulon in the Champions Cup this week. So a busy episode of the Red 78 to come. Fiona Quinney, great to see you guys. Happy New Year. How are you, Fiona? How's Christmas?
Good, not too bad. Was looking forward to that big matchup, and I always build my Christmas going out sessions around that matchup in Thomond Park every Christmas, and it didn't live up to the expectation again. But no, it was good. It was nice and quiet. I got to go home to Limerick for a few weeks and back up in the old big smoke now, back coaching today. So
happy days. Cunningham, how are you, sir? How's Christmas?
Very good. Many happy returns to Rory. Yeah, it was all grand. It was grand. It goes fairly quickly. It's all over now. New year, 2026. And as Fiona said, Munster disappointed on Friday night. But to be fair, we didn't do a podcast after the Leinster game either.
Yeah,
there was lots of positives you take out of that game. Obviously, it's a loss against Leinster. But, you know, it was a game that I did the commentary for that game, and it was one that Munster possibly could have won. They acquitted themselves really well, had some opportunities, would have been frustrated with the loss after the game. And not that it's ever acceptable to lose matches, but there's a level you have to perform at to make it acceptable. And, you know, it was chalk and cheese between Leinster and Ulster, the physicality, the intensity and the application of the players. So I think they'll be obviously we'll get into more depth in that. So, you know, as a simple terms, going away from Leinster, you think, you know, small margins, yeah. Could have been a win for Munster against a very strong Leinster side. And if you're leaving Belfast on Friday night, you're thinking you're disgusted really with the performance and the application of the players. And look, they'll know that themselves, but you know, I think after Bath and the Champions Cup, it has similar kind of feel to that, even worse, I think, because it was over 80 minutes, I think, at least over in Bath, they showed more fight. You know, the first 20, 25 minutes were really disappointing and poor and not acceptable. But there was a fight and a turnaround. I think the performance was so laboured against Ulster on Friday night. So, yeah, what should have been, you know, a tighter, much tighter game. It was always going to be difficult. If we were previewing that game, Ulster on the way up showed a lot of promise this year so far. Tough place to go. I've been there many times myself. It was always a difficult place to go. But that game should have been much tighter. 28-3 was a shocking performance and a shocking result for Munster.
Yeah, and certainly a lot of annoyed Munster fans following that game. A lot of them have gotten in touch with Fiona to leave his comments on that performance.
Yeah, look, thanks again for writing in, and I'll read out as many as I can, but there might be a few too many negatives, so we don't want to go too hard. But yeah, I'll start with Tara Spain said, two games where we couldn't deliver, could have gone top, and instead now sixth, couldn't find plan B, worrying, we don't seem to have leaders on the pitch, not enough passion, a big result in France at the weekend, and we will have that feel good again. Conor Murray is spot on. Brian Lawler, too depressed to comment. Quinny renewed me TV subscription though, so I'm for another year on this roller coaster. Be a tough one in Toulon. JJ Casey has said Macmillan has had a bright start with the Croke Park result a highlight, but the nature of the embarrassing defeat by Ulster will give the head coach a blunt reassessment of the hard work ahead. Cian McGibney, after the losses at Leinster and Ulster, Munster are now struggling for consistent performances. A huge game ahead on Sunday v Toulon. Can Munster find it within themselves to put in another statement performance like La Rochelle last year? Big 2 weeks in Europe ahead now. John Finucane said, Bath was a disaster. Anyone would have beaten Ospreys with great atmosphere. We were blunt against Leinster. And now this was pathetic. The worst, missed passes, too deep, too shallow in attack at different times. Shambles, really, Toulon will steamroll us. Mm-hmm. And we'll finish on John Cotter. The team that perfects the short kicking game will be the most successful under these new laws. Munster run down a lot of blind alleys in attack where a dink over the top could really have a blitz defence second guessing itself. I feel Crowley has it in him, or has it in his game, but won't use it.
Yeah, thanks for all your comments, guys. Obviously, a lot of displeased Munster fans after that game. Fiona, JJ Casey used the word embarrassing there about that defeat to Ulster. Do you think it was an embarrassing defeat?
Look, yeah, I think they will be embarrassed themselves, the players. You know, it's obviously a performance that at times, I will say in the first half, I thought the defence was quite good at times. They were aggressive, didn't start well, but say towards the end of that first half, really aggressive. You just felt that they were keeping themselves in the game and setting themselves up for that second half to come out and being away from home. Like in that second half, you might be able to let loose, but unfortunately, it was the other way around. So it was embarrassing, the amount of tries they conceded. And for me, if I look at it, 39 missed tackles is absolutely crazy. Like when you look at that stat, yes, they had to make a lot of tackles. I think they had 266 tackles, but missing 39 in a local derby shows to me that you are not up for the game and physically at times were bullied and dominated by Ulster.
Yeah, couldn't even like, there's a lot of comments, a lot of angry comments in there after that performance. Just why was it so flat? I mean, like you talked about the positives coming out of the Leinster game. You're thinking, right, let's go into Ulster and let's step this up a little bit. Why was it so flat against Ulster?
It's difficult to put your finger on it, Rory, because you don't know what the mindset of people is. I think first and foremost, through my own experience, you know, the Christmas fixtures are, you know, sometimes you can easily kind of think, God, oh, I'd rather, you know, enjoy the festivities and you know, maybe it's a strange time of the year and it's tricky. I'm not suggesting that the players didn't want to be there or anything like that, but that in some of their movements and some of their actions, they portrayed a team who was looking around for somebody else to do the job, to make the tackle. You know, we'll be picking a star of the week in a few minutes, which, it's crazy to think you pick a star of the week when you're beating 28-3, but they portrayed a team who were on holidays, who didn't really want to be there. They had some moments in the first half where they were, you know, but the skill set, I think one of the messages in there is about the accuracy and the skills. It's really, really basic stuff that's happening and running up blind alleys, trying to, you know, ludicrous to think that you can go to Belfast with a team who have had a dreadful run in the last couple of seasons. Let's be honest, Ulster have had a really tough time. Munster coming is a massive scalp. You saw the way they reacted and celebrated at the end, and rightly so. They got great momentum out of that game. And let's be honest about it, they could have won by a lot more. There could be another two tries easily and that scoreline. It could have been a lot more. Munster created nothing. One opportunity in the first half where they got close to the line. They got, had a couple of penalties. They, you know, Josh Witchley probably should have popped the ball to Calvin Nash, who would have scored from the base of a rock. So you're asking me why? I don't know why. I think the players could probably answer that. But on the basis of what we saw, they weren't up for it enough. And it's first and foremost, you have to start with your mental approach. You need a hard edge going away from home in this tournament. It's really difficult. It's more difficult now with the South African teams in it. And I probably said this a few weeks ago, going to Ospreys. You know, if you're, if again, it's this is in my memory bank myself. When you go away to Wales or Scotland or, you know, they have Glasgow in a couple of weeks, they're going to get the exact same thing. Crowd on top of you, teams ripping into you. If you're not at a high level with your own intensity, you're in trouble and you're going to have issues. And that's where your basis starts. You see, it starts with the application from a physical point of view, yourself as the player. And that was nowhere near good enough. You know, missing all those tackles that Fiona mentioned is just not acceptable, really. So watching Clayton McMillan listen to him afterwards, he was obviously really angry. I'm sure the rest of the coaches were as well. But you know, if you're beaten and ripped apart by a team with brilliant play, and sometimes you can't get the ball back off the opposition, they're very good at the breakdown, all that kind of stuff. So Ulster were very, very good, but Munster were very, very poor. So when you look at the scale of being very, very good and very, very poor, there's a big gap then. So a team being very, very good at home, you need to be somewhere up middle or heading towards the top to match them, and you need to play rugby. And too many mistakes. The kicking game was shocking. You know, the knock-ons. It's not right to highlight anyone, but, you know, Vernor Cock, there's a ball kicked in behind. He marks it. He kicks downfield. Mike Haley knocks it into touch. And that moment just kind of summed up this game for me. Sloppiness, not switched on, not focused. You know, I'm just highlighting the point, not the incident from the player himself. And it just kind of summed up that performance, that it was that kind of a night for Munster. And the word leadership was mentioned as well. I know there was 10 changes made in the team. But you need leaders stepping up in those games. You can't rely on Jack Crowley, Craig Casey and Tadhg Byrne when they're playing to kind of inspire and make and pick people up. That wasn't a bad team. That was a good team that went to Belfast. They should be much better than that. And really it was a horrendous performance and just not acceptable, I think. And they just need to stamp that out, I think. As I said at the start, some of the stuff we saw over in Bath in the first 20 minutes was there were system errors and mistakes. It wasn't out of, you know, not being physical and not getting stuck in. You know, the last lineouts, we highlighted probably five lineouts that contributed really easy opportunities for Bath. But falling off tackles is totally in your control. You know, running hard, being physical, bringing that emotional high that you need. So a lot of players did damage to themselves the other night, because if you're talking about certain players pushing for Irish selection, and we always, you know, I probably get it sometimes from Munster fans that, well, why isn't such and such a player in the Irish squad? And it gives the Irish selectors a very easy chance when they see a performance like this to say, well, here's an Irish interpro and you're totally second best. You know, you're way off the mark here. And these, they, you know, really chalk and cheese from the intensity that they had against Leinster. You can't do that. You can't just suddenly decide it's Leinster, it's a big European night in Thomond Park, whatever the case may be, that you're going to get up for that, or Leinster in Croke Park. Like, go back to October and look at the, you know, we'll always get mistakes. And I'm not, you know, the Mike Haley one is a mistake. But it's just summing up the whole kind of lackluster, pedestrian-like efforts from people. You go back to that Leinster game and, like, the desire, the passion, the energy, the commitment, the want to make tackles for each other. People just physically getting bullied by an Ulster team who sensed it and they went for it. And with all due respects, they're far from the finished article. Like, if one, and you know, having a reaction is great, but like if there's anywhere near that on Saturday against on Sunday against Toulon, it'll be a dour situation for them. So yeah, I think there's players done damage to themselves here, because I noticed in Clayton McMillan's comments, we're still trying to find out about people. And I know he reacted heavily to what happened over in Bath with some players, and which sometimes it's a little bit unfair in a sense that you can't cast players aside for one bad performance, but there's a few players playing in both games, and it's just not good enough when you put on a Munster jersey, and it was a big letdown performance. Ulster were outstanding. I have to reiterate, they're brilliant, their attack, and they deserve that result. And as I said, it could have been a lot more. So, but some players have done some damage to themselves here.
It's two defeats in a row now for Munster, four in their last six. Fiona, I suppose when you make 10 changes going into a game like that and you're missing the likes of Byrne and Casey and Crowley, it is going to have an impact, isn't it?
It is, but it shouldn't. I mean, how long, Rory, are we on here and we're looking at teams going in due to injury and there's guys, loads of guys being pulled up from academies and different things and put in that team? When, if you saw the starting lineup, I'm sure, which you did before the game, you would have said, that's not a bad Munster team. I mean, we had a lot of players fit. There's a essentially a good back row. It was a small back row, I thought. They weren't, there was no big Coombs present. Bryn Ward, on the other hand, this big bustering ball carrier. So I did feel we probably lacked a bit in ball carriers. But other than that, the talent, the want around the pitch, I thought we'd absolutely give Ulster a good battle, and obviously they didn't. So I will argue we're on sometimes here, and especially the last 2 years, and we're moaning about injury lists, and it's this long. I felt in this Christmas period, we've been, yes, there's a few props missing other than that front row, but in the Christmas period, I thought, geez, we're looking healthy enough. You know, obviously we have to rest a couple of guys, but surely the guys that are in the background, this is a chance now for them to make that step up. If you look at Casey, I mean, he's been outstanding. But Coughlin or Patterson, they're like, I just haven't seen it with either the two of them. And they're essentially fighting amongst themselves for a place on a bench on a European game. Do you know what I mean? With a chance of you to be seen on that big stage. And I haven't seen those sparks that we're seeing in other provinces from those guys that are on the borderline, say, trying to take that step up or trying to be noticed to maybe get into even an Ireland A camp. It seems these guys are kind of just, in the last couple of games in particular, there's been no outstanding performances that you're saying, keep an eye out on him now from a Munster perspective. He's coming along. He should be up having a crack up at Ireland or in that Ireland A camp. Whereas we're just, last six games in particular, I think we're just sailing along. And that's the frustration with me.
Yeah, so they're going to have to pick it up. They have to pick it up for Toulon this coming weekend. There's no doubt about that. There's no question about that. Clet McMillan-Quinney, I suppose the honeymoon is over for him now. And I suppose he knows after back-to-back Interpro defeat, it's not good enough. And he's going to have to pick this side up ahead of Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's the only positive out of when you lose matches and you get an opportunity the week after to... I guess, as I said, some people won't get that opportunity, but the team will go out this week and try and get some pride back in the jersey. I think it's a really tough place to go. It's so difficult. Munster were there 2 years ago, this time 2 years ago, and had a historic win there. It was an outstanding performance. To be in the round 16, I think obviously they've got cast the week after. If they can pick something up in Toulon, it would be unbelievable. And the funny thing is, you know, we probably will see that improved performance, but they have to find something. They have to, you know, they have to be much better, the players, and take control of this themselves, because I suppose tactically and from an attack point of view and a structural point of view, it looks a little bit predictable. I think teams are getting off the line so quickly, trying to shut Munster down, and they haven't been able to cope with that. One of the messages at start was trying to find some little kicks in behind the opposition, which I think in last year and the year before, last previous seasons, we tried to look a lot for good cross-field kick options, and but the kicking was dreadful the other night from both JJ, Paddy Patterson, and not much improvement from Ethan Coughlin either when he came on. I think Tony Butler showed a little bit of a spark, small bit. But the kicking game needs to be spot on. But like, go back to basics. You've got to get your set piece. And funnily enough, the set piece is an area where actually Munster have had a bit of consistency in the last few weeks. The scrum of the line out has been much better A lot more consistency around that. Look, they've had issues around scrum. Yeah, the line out, let me correct myself there. The line out has been much better. It's been the 90% return. There's a couple of 100% returns. The scrum obviously has caused problems, and there was issues against Leinster and some issues again the other night. But they're going to be tested in all those areas at the weekend against a very big physical Toulon side. So look, hopefully they can get a response. I think Europe brings out the best in Munster. I'm sure the players are hurting themselves more than anything, but it is concerning. There's no point in papering over this and going, oh well, we'll get a response this week and everything will be fine. If they get a response, the issue, the thing that this team needs is consistency. I know there's been a lot of changes, but there has to be a consistent level of what's required, no matter what players step into the breach and step into the team. And let's be really honest here. If you look back to Cardiff and Edinburgh, there were two games that Munster could have lost, both at home. Big high against Leinster. Maybe that kind of, we caught Leinster on that night, to be honest, and let's be realistic about that. So it's been very patchy so far. It was a bright start, and sometimes you notice the coach, Fiona, well, winning ugly sometimes is good too. It's getting into a good habit of winning, but teams are going to go after Munster now, and they're not able to cope. If they don't get on the front foot, they don't seem to be able to cope. They'll certainly be tested this week. So, look, that is the great opportunity that you get as a sports person, is to go out and turn it around. And it's a big 2 weeks. We'll have a quick chat about Toulon at the end. I don't expect them to win there, but they certainly have to, really step up to the plate and get a bit of belief back into the group. And then they've got Cass at home the following week. Two wins will get you into round 16.
Well, that is it for part one of this week's episode of The Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to the clash with Toulon in the Champions Cup this weekend, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Go Loud app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.